You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It may seem sloppy or overly informal to say 60 miles an hour instead of 60 miles per hour.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruthen. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
Ann, this is a great question. It came from our recent Issues and Ale event.
It did. And one of my favorite things about these kinds of events is that people ask questions about usage issues I have not thought about. We got this question from someone who was concerned about the use of something like 60 miles an hour rather than using per, that it seemed somehow informal or not the right thing to do. What I love here is I had not thought about this, so I went and did some research on it. And it turns out that being concerned about miles an hour as being the wrong thing to do turns the whole usage issue on its head. That historically, the construction people were concerned about was 60 miles per hour.
And now it's flipped around, and we're questioning the other way that you say it.
We are. Now, you could think, okay, well, what was the problem? And the problem was per, that the concern is traced back to the early 19th century, and there were folks who thought that per was not English. And of course, it came from another language. It came from French and Latin. So it was seen as okay with something like per diem, where the whole phrase is borrowed, but not so great with something like per hour. The concern was that this was from commercialese or legalese, as Brian Garner puts it. Now, I think at this point, we have gotten quite comfortable with per hour or per day, which means that we can get the concern that if you say an hour or $20 a day, that you're being too informal.
Too informal.
Now, there are apparently still some usage guides that recommend that journalists and others use an hour in those kinds of constructions rather than per. I went and looked into various usage issues, and you'll see that if we take miles an hour was more common until about the 1950s. And at that point, we see the switch where miles per hour takes over. And of course, that's what we have in our cars, where we have MPH, where the P clearly stands for per. Now, what was interesting to me was miles per gallon has been more common throughout the 20th century. So we've preferred per gallon, but not always per hour. There are places where you'll still see the or the an. I would tend to say dollars a day rather than dollars per day.
Yeah, I think I would too, actually, now that I think about it.
And I think most of us colloquially would say it's a dime a dozen.
Yes, definitely.
Not a dime per dozen. In other words, we have two ways to say for each or for every. There are times, though, and usage guides point out, where we need the per. If you think about something like the per unit cost, you couldn't say the a unit
cost. That really doesn't work.
That's a place where we need per. I, though, have places where I think it's quite interchangeable for me. If I were to say something like, we need one per group. Well, actually, I'm not even sure it is interchangeable. I'm not sure I would say we need one a group.
One a group. No. No, that sounds wrong.
In other words, we're seeing per take over in some places where now wouldn't feel colloquial to us.
Well, Anne, whoever thought a tiny little word like per could stir up so much controversy?
And now we know that, in fact, you can say both.
That's such a relief. All right, Anne, thanks so much.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.